Hello, everyone, from History in 3 Minutes podcast. Welcome back. Today, let's take a look at the American Revolution. During this time, the French and Indian War, British government regulations, and the Boston Massacre all occurred. The French and Indian War was from 1754 through 1763. It began with the French and the British both wanting control of the Ohio River. The Native American allies joined ranks with the French. When the war spread to Europe, it became known as the Seven Years' War. How did it end? The French and Indian War ended on February 10, 1763, with the Treaty of Paris. France was forced to give up all of its North American territory. Britain gained all of the land east of the Mississippi River, and Spain gained the land west of the Mississippi. In order to pay for the war expenses, the British began heavily taxing the American colonies. The Sugar Act of 1764 put a tax on sugar. James Otis argued that taxation without representation violated the rights of a free people. The Stamp Act of 1765 required stamps to be bought and placed on playing cards, newspapers, and printed materials. A group known as the Sons of Liberty organized protest marches against the unfair taxes. The Townsend Acts put a new tax on glass, lead, paper, and tea. On March 5, 1770, a group of British soldiers were stationed next to a customs house in Boston on King Street with colonists nearby. An argument brewed between the two groups. Someone threw an object from the crowd and the soldiers began shooting. This incident, known as a Boston Massacre, became the rally cry for patriotism in the colonies. So, homeschoolers, your vocab words to look up today are French and Indian War, Sons of Liberty, Taxes, Sugar Act, Stamp Act, and Boston Massacre. Younger students, print each vocab word 5 times, draw a picture, write a sentence using your vocab word. Older students, write each vocab definition 5 times, sketch an illustration, and write a short summary. Create a pamphlet with a timeline. All students, read out loud what you wrote. You can look for a future word search for a review. Bye-bye, guys. Hope to see you soon.